I'm here with Jackie Rollins, and we are here to talk about all the stuff that's coming to the Romance Theater and just some of the events that are going on in Rexburg.
That's right.
So if you would like to, I guess, kind of give us a picture of what's going on.
Absolutely. So for those who don't know, I'm the Cultural Arts Director for the City of Rexburg, and so I'm over the Romance Theater and the Tabernacle. You might see posters or things on Facebook that says the venues. That's the Cultural Arts District for the City of Rexburg, so it's the Romance Theater, the Tabernacle, Museum of Rexburg, and Center Street Events, and so we do all of that. And so this month, coming up on February 8th, we have our big gala. It's usually our fundraisers for one of those buildings, and this year we're focusing on the Museum of Rexburg, but last year our theme was the Masquerade Ball, and this year it's a Wizard's Ball. The audiences, I guess, in the community voted, and that's what they wanted it to be. So people can get their house colors, their robes, or just their Sunday best, whatever they want to do, and come out, and we transform the Tabernacle, which is on Center Street by the library. And we have live music, refreshments that are really quite good. And we have a light show that happens during that to entertain you. It's just a fun evening. It's $10 a person, like I said, because it's a fundraiser and you get food and all that good stuff. And it's from 7 o'clock on, and that's February 8th. And so we encourage people to come out because it'll be our last year for doing it. And the reason for that is because every event that we do, we try to encourage the community to come out, and we fill a spot, basically. And now more and more activities are happening around that time of year. And so we feel like the need is not there as much. And so this will be our last year, so you need to come out and enjoy that. So the next thing that's happening is on February 14th, JTM, or James the Mormon, will be coming out to the Romance Theater. You can go to his website to get tickets for that, but we're pretty excited that he'll be joining us at that over 100-year-old theater. And if you haven't been to that theater lately, you need to come. The restoration and the painting part has just finished up in January, so it's right back to the glory of that theater. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. So when you guys called... when you called James the Mormon, how did that go? Or what was that kind of like?
So it was actually quite interesting. He had actually heard about a lot of the gigs that have been coming out and playing at our theater. And so he contacted us this time. And that was pretty neat. And so we just talked to him and made the arrangements and did a contract. And so we were pretty excited that, you know, people are starting to hear about my crew, my tech crew, and how well they're and easy they are to work with. And so we're starting to get a reputation in the industry. We're a small theater. We only fit 380. But there are people that are starting to hear that, you know, for a small theater in a small college town, it's the place to go. So, yeah, so we're pretty excited about that. Then at the end of the month, February 27th, for those that are looking for orchestra type thing, we have an amazing volunteer orchestra. The talent in this orchestra would be something that you would find in any big city, and people don't realize what a treasure we have. And it's always free. We ask for donations if possible when you come. But they're going to be performing at the Tabernacle on February 27th. And one of the pieces they'll be doing that night is the Firebird Ballet, which is always a fun one. And then just kind of give you a preview of what's coming up right after that, and I'll probably be back to talk more about it, is Rexburg's Got Talent. That's going to be February 28th, March 1st, and March 2nd for our round one nights. We had such an amazing turnout last weekend for auditions, and the majority ended up being college students. We've got bands. We've got dance troops. We even got Groovy Spider-Man coming and dancing. He was pretty cool. Awesome. And, of course, singers and duets, you know, groups and solos and everything. And we had enough youth, which is high school down, that we get to have a youth night for our round one. The really cool thing is that we want people to know is you need to come out and support them, because as an audience member, you're the fifth judge. And so you pay $5, you get to come in, you get a ticket, and then you get to use that as your vote for your favorite performer. And then we tally up all the tickets that people vote with. And last year, it really came down to the vote of the audience who moved on to the finals between two of the contestants from the semifinals, because the judges' votes were that close. And so the audience makes a difference, and it's pretty exciting. So you need to come out and mark your calendars for that weekend and start from the beginning, and it'll be the first three weekends in a row. So the first weekend is round one, the second weekend will be semifinals, and the third weekend will be the finals. But We have an amazing group of this year. I do not envy the judges at all because I don't know how they're going to do it this year at all.
That's awesome. So this is what's the beginning week then?
February 28th, March 1st, March 2nd. So February 28th is a Thursday night. March 1st is a Friday night. Those are the two nights with people 18 and older. Mm-hmm. And March 2nd is our youth night. And so each of the first two nights, there's nine contestants each of those nights. And out of those nine each night, there's nine competing and only six from each night go on to the semifinals. And so, you know, if you know anybody that's competing, you need to come out. And there's only 380 seats in that theater. So if you have friends, you know, come get your tickets early kind of thing. So it's going to be really fun.
Is this the first year you guys have done this?
No, this is the third year we've done it, and it's grown every single year. Last year, we had a college student that did great the first two rounds. You know, he was right there kind of in the middle, and the last night, he blew everybody away, and he was a crowd favorite. We even had people in the audience say, I thought I knew who I was voting for, and he got my vote. He took it away from somebody else. He was that good, and his name was Moy, and he did his song from Coco, and he had his guitar, and he was singing in Spanish, and he had the whole crowd going. And every contestant was like, yeah, he should have won. He really earned it. And we had opera singers. We had yo-yo artists. It was just a blast.
That sounds fun.
It was fun.
Cool. And so what else is that? I mean, what
that's
else do you
have? That's kind of taking us through until March. And so those are the things that are coming up that we wanted to let you guys all know about. If you follow us at The Venues on Facebook, we're always updating there. And we always also, The Life of Rexburg, you know, everybody kind of follows that one on Facebook too. And we always put things out there to let the community know there. So make sure you're following us on Facebook. We'll let you know about auditions. We'll let you know about the events that are coming up. And if you have any questions, reach out to us. My door is always open.
Perfect. That sounded great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was with Jackie Rollins, who is the Cultural Arts Director.